Hey, this is Thrash. We're from the Sutherland Shire. You're listening to IRC FM. Metal Monday!
My Grand Slam was supposed to be with sausage.
IRC FM Metal Monday starts now.
You're listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, I'm IRC, and welcome to episode 51 of IRC FM Metal Monday, coming to you for once from the Channel X studio here in Western Sydney, Australia. It's been a while since I've actually been in the studio for this particular show, because we have been out and about with IRC stock, we've been out and about with the Tensions Arise launch, we've been out and about for episode 50, we've been out and about for the War Faction Bunker Party, and also Dead of Winter, and a lot more. So thank you to everyone who has been listening. Thank you to everyone who has given feedback. There's been some really positive feedback there, and I really, really enjoy it. We are going to play some tracks from bands that I have featured recently, but we're going to kick things off with a couple of bands that I saw last Saturday, actually while recording episode 50 of IRC FM Metal Monday. From the Wollongong area of the south coast of New South Wales, we're going to kick things off with Sarah Lees and this song right at the start of the episode, very appropriately called Day One. I'm IRC on IRC FM Metal Monday, IRCFMMetalMonday.com, also available on Stitcher Radio.
We'll be right back.
You're listening to Irk FM Metal Monday, episode 51, from the Irk FM Metal Monday studio. I feel strange sitting here doing this show, because out and about I have been for the last few weeks. The first four bands we've featured on this week's episode, I saw last week at the Lucky Australian Tavern at St Mary's. We just heard from Cordia with the rather catchy song Mosquito, Waiting for Spider Pig. Yeah, there better not be any spider pigs in my studio. Prior to that, we heard from Temptress with Kiss of Death. Prior to that, we heard from 10 Second Minute with a song called Worm of the Earth. And to open up the episode, we heard from Sarah Leese with a song called Day One. Sarah Leese and 10 Second Minute, they're relatively new to the metal scene. I hadn't seen them before, but I was glad I did. Sarah Leese came down from the Wollongong area, while 10 Second Minute came even further from the Albury-Wodonga region, which is on the Murray River, the border of New South Wales and Victoria. I thought, gee, they've come a long way for a gig at the Lucky Australian when I saw them on the Sunday, but on the Saturday night prior to that, they were in Venom in the city, so that kind of explains why they were up here. After that, we heard from Tentris with their song Kiss of Death. Always great to see those guys. They'll be heading down to Melbourne soon, as they said during the interview last week, for a show, which will be rather cool. And then after that, the last song we heard was the rather catchy Mosquito from Cordia. Now we're going to feature a track from a band who I interviewed at Dead of Winterfest in Brisbane in July, but I didn't actually get to see them live. This is Malachite with their song called Fall to Chaos. If you want any more information about any of the bands, to find out where they're gigging, to interact with them on the social networks and a lot more, go to irkfmmetalmonday.com. Here's Malachite. Yeah, from the central coast of New South Wales, that's Absinthe with their demo version of a song called Absinthe. Prior to that, we heard from War Faction from the Newcastle area with their song No Freedom. Before that, we heard from Death to Rebirth with a rather long song called A Coma's Infamy. And prior to that, we heard from Bris Vegas' own In Death with their song Freefall. Before that, we heard from Rattlesnake with their song Call to Arms. And to open that set, we heard from Malachite, who are from Brisbane, with their song Fall to Chaos. And Malachite have been busy. I believe they've just finished a video. They are a fresh band from Brisbane who I interviewed during the Dead of Winter special. Didn't actually get to see them live, but hopefully, who knows, next time I'm up in Brisbane, or maybe they might come down here. Speaking of bands that I saw in Bris Vegas for Dead of Winter, Flannelette, which was one of the bands that I saw live, they'll be playing at the Valve Bar in October with Smoke and Mirrors and a few other bands. So I might be able to get to that the September-October period. There's so much music going on, and some of it I can see, some of it I can't. One band that I did see last week was Rattlesnake, who are from Sydney, with their song Call to Arms. They are absolutely awesome. I saw them at the square in the centre of the city, near the Capitol Theatre, and it was the best sounding gig that I've heard at that particular venue. Rattlesnake have a bit of a dual role at the moment. Not only did they play their own set, but the majority of the band members also played as the backing band, the live band for Amy Francis, who I featured on IRC FM Australia recently. So double stint, first two bands up. They did it rather well. Then we have In Death, who are a death metal band from Brisbane, who I interviewed on the Dead of Winterfest special with their song Freefall. They've been working on an EP, which is absolutely awesome. So I can't wait to hear that. Then three bands that we heard from the War Faction Bunker Party number 8. The stuff that I featured last week was recorded live from War Faction Bunker Party 8 in a different style to what I normally do. I normally record bands live just by holding the recorder up into the air and picking up the ambience. So it picks up a bit of the ambience from the crowd as well as the different instruments. However, with those recordings I made from War Faction Bunker Party 8, they were straight from the mixer, from the sound guys, so a slightly different sound. Hopefully I will be up at the War Faction Bunker Party again, number 9, on the 13th of October, with War Faction and also Frankenbock, who we'll be hearing from a bit later. And from the New South Wales Central Coast, they've got some awesome gigs coming up, including a gig on the Central Coast with Warbringer, Absinthe, and I'll be looking forward to seeing those guys again. Haven't seen them live yet. I really need to work on my schedule for September, October. Anywho, we're going to continue, and speaking of my recent trip to Queensland, which is now basically, 2 months ago? Time flies when you're having fun. We are going to hear the title track of their new album. From the Gold Coast, this is Azrael with Better Dead. Absolutely loved talking to these guys when I was on the Gold Coast. If you're on the Gold Coast, check them out.
So far away, a shade of red.
And that was Frankenbach with Dine in Hell. Prior to that, we heard from Tensions Arise with a song called Downfall. Prior to that, not another sequel, just another prequel. The longest band name in Sydney history, surely, with There Can Only Be One. Prior to that, we heard from Thrashed with Eye for Eye. Prior to Thrashed, we heard from Dark Light Corporation with Blackout. And to open up that set, we heard from Azrael with their song Better Dead. As I mentioned a little bit earlier, Azrael are from the Gold Coast in Queensland. Saw their album launch recently and they were quite cool. Also saw at the same time and also at Dead of Winter, Dark Light Corporation, who are from New Zealand. Nice bunch of guys. They came over and I saw two of their gigs, which was rather cool. I actually need to work on getting some more Kiwi metal. I have some... What's the word I'm looking for? I have some threads to chase up. Yeah, that'll do. I have some threads to chase up. I have some clues to chase up for some more Kiwi metal. So that is absolutely awesome. Keep your ears open for that. And then at the Tensions Arise launch, I bumped into Thrashed from the Sutherland Shire with their song An Eye for Eye. They were cool as well. And of course, seen many times now, not another sequel, just another prequel. And also Tensions Arise. Tensions Arise will be having a short break after their current lot of shows. Kazzy's actually going to head back to the US for some time, which will be nice for him. As they said in their interview on last week's show, they're just going to take a little break and work on some new material and also just have a bit of a break from music for a moment. And the last band we heard, Frankenbach from Melbourne, you'll be able to catch them, among other places, at War Faction Bunker Party 9 in October. They tour reasonably often, especially in and around Melbourne and regional Victoria. So I hope you've enjoyed the music here. If you want any more information about any of the bands, find out what they're doing on the social networks. Some bands are recording EPs and albums. Some bands have just finished. Many of the bands are preparing for an awesome summer period. And actually, as I was recording this episode, I saw a post on... Pardon me. I saw a post on Facebook from Absinthe, who have just released a new track off their upcoming EP, which you can hear on their band page on Facebook. So that is absolutely cool. Find out where these guys are. You can listen to some more tracks, in many cases watch videos and interact with them on the social networks. If you do talk to them, tell them that Irk says hi. And more importantly, tell them that you heard them here on Irk FM Metal Monday. This has been episode 51 of Irk FM Metal Monday. All the music on this episode was supplied directly by the artist and used with permission. However, on other episodes, music also comes from music content providers. This episode is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. On this episode, we heard from Sarah Lees, 10 Second Minute, Temptress, Cordia, Malachite, Rattlesnake, In Death, From Death Till Rebirth, War Faction, Absinthe, Azrael, Dark Light Corporation, Thrashed, not another sequel, just another prequel, Tensions Arise, and Frankenbach. If you want to find out more, ekfmmetalmonday.com. If that's not enough metal for you, check out my buddy Ro at the Dark Compass Metal Show from London, darkcompass.com/metal. And that will be absolutely awesome. It's been great to be back in the studio. And you will hear me next week on Irk FM Metal Monday episode 52. Check out this show and a lot more on Stitcher Radio. There's links in the show notes. Anywho, I'm Irk. Thank you very much for listening. Don't hate me because I'm metal. And good night, Interweb. Thanks for listening.